in this episode, full body workouts.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing. Welcome everyone to episode 713 of Zedeli Mother the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gaincast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, and absolute slutcast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome everyone to episode 713. Thank you so much and spank you so much for joining me on a Thursday. Hello, everybody. What's up, ED? What's up, Vince? What's going on, Instagram? Where's Instagram at? What's up, IG? There we go. People are coming in. Instagram took a little bit longer to connect, so maybe there's something going on there. But welcome, everyone, to episode 713. Thanks for coming in. Make sure you say what up. Hi, Abby. Hello. Trying to turn down this volume. Easy there. Easy there, champ. Easy there, champ. Trying to watch myself live. What's up, Dale, on Twitch? Olzal Pay Bars, hey. So make sure you hit the like button, smash and mash, and just jam your face all over the subscribe button on YouTube. Like the video, share, let me know how you're doing, let Papa Swolio know how I'm sounding, how I look, how's the beard look, how's the hair look, how the gains look. Hold on, let me take a look. Looking good, feeling good, which is just as important as looking. I think feeling good, looking good. Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty important. So I wanted to continue a little bit. What's going on, man? Eric, I wore a Swolenormous shirt one time to the dentist and they were all wondering what it was about. Well, now you tell them what it's about. You tell the dentist right now what Papa Swolio is all about. So I'm looking right at you, Dentistador. You take good care of my man's teeth. Make them pearly whites, just like these gains. Pearly white, just like my skin color. Papa Swolio needs some sun. I need to get a little dark. I Googled gains and came across Swolenormous. I see what you're doing there. I like it. I like your style, Lewis. You're trying to fluff old Papa Swolio's pillow. So welcome, everyone, to episode 713. We are live for the Quadcast. We are on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And, of course, you can catch the podcast on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. So if you're a podcast listener, what up? I hope you enjoy me knowledge raping your ear holes today and every day. I wanted to continue yesterday's conversation, fam, about the programming. Because when we're talking about doing supersets and giant sets and, you know, always practice swole sets, It's good advice, kids. It's good advice. Pay attention. We got into the conversation a lot about full body workouts. Can you see results or is it beneficial or is it good to do full body workouts? Is it good to do full body 3 days a week? If you're doing compound movements, if you're doing squats and deadlifts and those types of movements, is it better to do full body? Is that an option? And I went into a little bit to start. I went into acute variables and I talked about why you can or how you can look at your training in what you change on a day-to-day basis that will lead to a chronic adaptation or an outcome. So if you're changing in the short term, but being consistent with those changes, like what you can manipulate today. So what can you change today? And just to review, we talked about changing rest time between exercises, between sets or exercises themselves, doing supersets, doing more weight, more repetitions, less rate, or less repetitions, you know, or any combination of different changes of weight and reps. And also, for example, the machine choice or the free weight choice or the band choice or kettlebells, dumbbells. There's so many different ways you can manipulate your training and every little combination. It's like when you say, how many different combinations or number combinations can you get with 5 digits or 6 digits? And sometimes when you say, oh, well, how many different 7-digit number combinations are there? And there's thousands or hundreds of thousands, just enormously large amount of combinations. And that's the same thing when it comes to your fitness training. Now, there are certain zones there are certain zones that I want you to think of when it comes to your training. Certain zones, certain training zones, certain lines you want to stay between on the road. So if you're driving on the highway, for example, you stay within your lane. If you want to stay in the right lane, you stay between those two lines. You want to be in the center, you stay between these two lines, and you want to be on the left, you stay in those between those two lines. And there's a little bit of wiggle room around. So when you're driving a car on the highway or between those lanes of on the highway, the paint, you have a little bit of movement. It's not exactly the same size as your car. It's a little bit wider. You have some wiggle room, but if you want to stay in the left lane, you have to stay between these parameters, correct? Everyone follow me so far? So when it comes to physical training, when it comes to doing or manipulating your workouts, whether it's increasing the sets, whether it's increasing the repetitions, changing what kind of exercise you're doing, any kind of scheduling alterations that you do, or programming alterations. If you stay within those lines, you will stay in a endurance mode or in a muscle building mode or in more of a strength mode. You go too far out of those lines, of those ranges, you're going to start doing a different type of training. For example, if you're doing very, very, very heavy weight, you're doing heavy weight, lower repetitions, you're doing a lot of strength, you're resting longer between sets, more of a powerlifting type approach, you're trying to increase your strength. You can have a little bit of a range where you're training for strength if you're anywhere between usually classically agreed upon about 1 to 5 or so, 1 to 6 repetitions is a very focused strength training approach. Does that mean you can't get stronger if you do sets with 8 or 10 repetitions? No, of course that doesn't mean that. Does that mean you cannot build muscle if you're doing 5 repetitions or 4 or 3? You're not going to build muscle, you're only going to build strength? No, of course that's not true. There's that gray area, right? Because if you think of driving on the highway and staying in a lane as left lane for strength, middle lane hypertrophy, muscle size, and right lane, let's say for endurance or not as much bulk, but more muscular endurance, you can also drive in the middle of those lanes. So as much as I talked about staying in the left lane, staying in the center lane, or staying in the right lane, there's nothing stopping you from driving and straddling the line on between either of those, right? There's nothing there that's physically stopping you. So you can kind of do both. However, if you kind of do both with variables, with repetition ranges, with sets, with rest times, with all those different things you can tweak, but you're kind of straddling the style of training between two different types, you might get a little bit of both. There's no guarantee. You're not just going to get both endlessly, but you're going to sacrifice the quality of your strength building. You're going to sacrifice the quality of your muscle growth because you're not really focusing on any one thing. You're kind of straddling the lines. Doesn't mean you can't improve in both areas, but the ceiling is going to be a little bit lower than if you focused on one more than the other. So it's called practice and specificity of training and adapting. You know, if you practice the piano, it's the same thing as talking about the piano and the guitar. You learn how to play the piano, that's not going to make you an amazing guitar player. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to understand reading music and understand notes and sounds better just because you're used to listening to them. And your fingers will probably be stronger and more dexterous, but they're also trained to play the piano. All of a sudden you have a guitar and it's a completely different position, different muscles, different coordination, different feels, different pressure points, and all those things, different tactile responses. It's completely different. So doing muscular endurance, yeah, it's like you're playing music, you're lifting weights, you're still doing exercises, but it's going to be different weights. It's going to be different reps, different sets. Doing muscular endurance training and doing strength training is the same as, or very similar in my opinion, to playing the piano and then learning how to play the guitar. I might venture to say that it's possible if you know how to play the piano first, you'll be better at learning how to play the guitar from there rather than someone from scratch. However, maybe the piano teaches you bad habits that makes it easier to teach a complete beginner. I would say you're more accustomed to learning music, the process of learning an instrument, right? So if you're already doing strength endurance, you might have a leg up doing more strength training, but you have to focus on your craft. And that's what comes down to yesterday's point, which I made many times. You need to know what you want to do. You need to know what you want to accomplish. So if you know you want more strength, understand why you want more strength, and then train appropriately to get yourself more strength. If you don't train for strength, you're not going to get strength. But you want strength. So stop running every fucking day. Stop doing so much damn cardio if you want to get stronger. Oh, you want to build muscle? Then stop doing so much damn cardio if you want to bulk up and put on size. Well, I'm trying to gain weight. I eat so much. I don't know what to do. I eat so much, you know, I'm always full and you know, I eat so many calories, but I don't know how to gain weight. Well, what are you doing? Oh, well, I do a 5-mile run every fucking day. Every fucking day you're doing a 5-mile run. I get these comments, yo. I get these comments. I get these questions. I understand people want help, but what do you think you're doing? You're not lifting weights. You're running. You're running. You're not paying attention to your training. You're not focusing all on your training. You're burning a lot of calories. You're doing muscular activity that's completely different from lifting weights and bulking up. Can you get huge and still run? To a point, there's a reason why big bodybuilders, steroids or not, don't do a lot of running. They don't go running. They do like conservative amounts. You know, they do controlled amounts of cardio to keep them healthy because they're too heavy to go bounding around. But what's your real goal? What are you trying to accomplish? No joke, too often people are doing the exact opposite or going a completely different direction from the goal that they want. You want a certain type of body. You want certain aesthetics. You want to look a certain way. You want to feel a certain way. But then you're doing completely different things in order to get yourself there. So how does that even add up? How does that average out? How does that average out in your brain? There's something that you want, but then you do the opposite things to try to get there. You're not going to be a better runner because you swim. You're not going to be a better guitar player because you play piano. You know, you have to do that task. You have to put your body in a situation where it's going to need to adapt to your activity. So when it comes to full body workouts, as a segue into that little recap on what your body needs and what we can do to change those acute variables and how certain variables and certain orchestrations and certain orders and combinations of these exercises, right? Like straddling two lanes or staying in your exact lane. However you design your program, whichever lane you're in, if you stay in the right lane regularly and you train in that way to get muscular endurance like we talked about before, you're going to get that. If you stay in the hypertrophy lane in the middle, you're going to build more muscle. If you stay in the left lane with max strength and strength training, you're going to get stronger. Then it comes into, okay, well, when do you take time off? Do you always go hard? You're not going to see progress continuously. You have to back off. You have to lower the intensity. You have to take a break. You have to deload. You have to do mobility. That's why I always talk about yoga. That's why I always talk about mobility exercise and active recovery, not just sitting on your butt doing nothing, but staying engaged, staying consistent, but also working towards healing your body, actively healing your body. Hello from Portugal. What's going on, Luis? What's going on? Welcome from across the Atlantic. Super sweet. Do 12-ounce curls count? No, they don't. They count to making gains, but more like stomach and belly gains. So where was I? Full body workouts. Where does that come into play? Because a lot of you were asking me, and I'm not saying you're lazy because you're only working out 3 days a week. Some of you, like I mentioned yesterday, you're only able to work out 3 days a week. So first off, you need to know exactly what your ability to train is. How much time do you have available? Some of you might only, with your work schedule, family, other obligations, you might only have really 3 days where you can make it to the gym. So maybe you could do yoga on the other days at home, or do some foam rolling, some active recovery, some meditation, some other physical care. And on those 3 days, you do heavier total body workouts. Okay. Yesterday, I was discussing doing volume, training for volume, lifting more, more reps, more sets for hypertrophy. If you only have 3 days a week to work out, it puts a damper, or it hampers your ability to get that kind of volume. Why? The same reason we discussed how bodybuilders build so much mass. They get volume over specific areas of their body because their goal is to build bodies, thus bodybuilding, even distribution, aesthetics, balance, proportion, the whole thing. Strength is not the goal, it's the look. Strength is a byproduct of trying to build your body aesthetically and with balance, right? For just a physical stature and for a proportional, like it's like an art form, essentially. When you are training for strength, is a different type of function. Okay, so for 3 days a week, the reason why bodybuilders split it up and do 5-6 day week cycles is because you need more time to create that kind of volume over the body parts. After a while, the body will adapt. So your body will adapt to doing that kind of stress, whatever kind of volume, sets, times, repetitions. When you do that kind of stress and those kinds of reps, your body adapts to that. So you have to progress it. Now, more isn't always better, but if you're starting out bodybuilding, you're doing 3 sets of 3, that's 9 sets, maybe 10, 15 repetitions, you're going to need to do more volume. So in the future, you're going to be doing, let's say, 4 exercises, 4 sets, or 5 exercises, 4 sets, or 5 exercises, 5 sets, maybe doing 25-set workouts, maybe doing 30-set workouts. Your volume and your overload on the chest is going to increase because your body can handle more. So in order to grow more, you eat more and you overload yourself with more stress and you eat more calories and you're going to gain weight. That's how it works, right? You get bigger. Now, because of that, if you are looking to do that same kind of volume on 3 days a week schedule, it's going to be hard to get that many sets on all these body parts 3 days a week. You could do upper, lower, upper, but then you're still splitting up a lot of, like, if you're doing 25 sets for chest, what about your back? 25 sets, that's 50 sets. Then what about shoulders and arms? Maybe another 20 sets, 25, like, where do you think this goes? 100-set workouts? Like, you'll be at the gym for 6 hours and that's not effective. Got to go home. Got to recover. Got to eat. Got to rest. You're growing when you're not in the gym. You're not growing while you're training. You're growing when you're home. You're growing when you leave. You're not growing while you're at the gym. So it's time to make some fucking gains, right? It's time to get it done. So get in, get out. Get in, do the damage, get out. Which is why more frequency and less time is better, because it makes more coats of paint. It gives your body more exposure. 3 days a week with compound movements, let's say deadlift, squat, bench, can you get bigger? Sure. Can you get stronger? Sure. It's not ideal for bodybuilding because you don't have the time, the attention, and the volume that you can hit specific and isolating muscle groups. So that's going to depend on your goals. If you only have 3 days, you can see a ton of progress in 3 days, especially since a lot of the stuff that you can do that will help you is possible outside the gym. So if you only have 3 days a week to work out, I get it. School, kids, work, all these things that you have that gets in your way or that might seem to be, I would say, inhibitory. So all these obligations that might not let you get to the actual gym. You can do this at home with the foam rolling, with the stretching, the myofascial release, like I said, with the foam rolling, any kind of mobility training, stabilization work, all these corrective exercises, that's going to help you for your strength training and for your bodybuilding. That's the benefit. That's the benefit of a 3 day a week training protocol. It can be done. Are you going to get the same size and the same aesthetics, the same shape, the same strength as someone who might be able to train 4 days a week or 5 days a week? I can't say. Everyone's different, but chances are no, because you don't have the time to overload your body and to get that type of progressive progress. Yours might be slower, and everyone's different genetically. Just because someone's going to the gym 5 or 6 days a week doesn't mean they're doing everything right. Doesn't mean they're seeing great progress. Doesn't mean they're sleeping enough. Doesn't mean that they're eating properly. So just because you have more time on your hands doesn't mean you're necessarily going to see better results. You can very easily underuse that time and be less effective with your training just because you have more time. A lot of people have a lot of time. It's how you use your time. It's fine to have time. It's fine to not have time. There's a famous quote, I forget who said it, it's on my wall. If you want to get something done, give it to the busiest person in the room. So credit to whoever said that. If you want something done, give it to the busiest person in the room, because they manage their shit. They accomplish a lot of things. If you don't want something done, give it to someone who has all the time in the world. They're going to put it off. They're going to wait till later. Very few people just go and get shit done and they're efficient. So chances are if you, quote, don't have time to work out, it's because you're being a lazy, untime manageable fuck. I don't know if that is a phrase, but it is. A time unmanageable, an unmanageable time person. No, you're wasting fucking time. You're wasting fucking time and you're not prioritizing your fitness. That's the simplicity of it. That's the simplicity of it. If you are saying you don't have time, you are bullshitting yourself. You're bullshitting yourself because you're not bullshitting me. And you've probably heard this before, that you're not fooling someone who knows how to get it done. Okay? If you're talking about accounting or you're talking about, I don't know, fucking ancient history. If you're talking about ancient, I don't know everything. I don't know everything about anything. However, still gonna fucking get it done. I see a lot of questions popping up, so I'm gonna start taking some of these on IG, Facebook, and YouTube. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much time you have. You still gotta get it done. It doesn't matter. Does not matter. If you think you don't have time, if you're one of those people that says, I don't have time, you're making an excuse. You have to be busy to get shit done. It's good to be busy. You'll get shit done. If you're busy, you'll make it happen. You'll find time. It's always the case. The busiest fucking people. If you tell me you don't have time to work out because you got school and you're a single parent, there are members of my community that have five fucking kids wake up at 4 a.m. every day to work out. Like, what's your excuse? How much busier are you than them? You're not. You're not. You make it part of your day. You make it part of your life. And then it's part of it. It's part of your busyness. You're already fucking busy. Oh, but I'm so busy, I can't add one more. Of course you can. You're already fucking busy. You answered your problem. Good. Add one more thing. You're already busy. You may as well be busy and be healthy. May as well be busy and be less fat. May as well be busy and be making progress and making things better instead of staying in your cycle of misery. Look at the Techno Vike. That's so old, man. It's like a 10-year-old video. I look nothing like that. Well, because I have a beard. Why does everyone say Techno Viking? All of a sudden, everyone that has a beard looks the same. I have a beard, so I'm a Techno Viking. That guy from like that YouTube, like the first video ever on YouTube or something. I work 6 days between 10 to 12 hours. As soon as I get home, I do something before I sit down or I won't get up and do it. Of course you won't. Keep momentum. Keep momentum. Keep moving. Abigail, I couldn't agree more with this. I was working 60 hours a week and working on my master's degree, and that's when I was in my best shape. What the fuck? That's right. You take the most credits, you take the most time, you leave yourself the least amount of free time, you get shit done. Dom, sorry, Swole would keep watching, but I just got home from school, about to go crush some legs. Cool, man. Fuck out of here. I'd rather you lift than listen to this shit. Or listen while you lift. Listen while you pump. Listen while you make gains, fam. I get up at 4 a.m. before work. Sweet. Look at you. So if anyone's not, if you don't have enough time to work out and you're not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out, you have time. You're slacking. You're slacking. You're lying to yourself. You're saying you don't have time. You have fucking time. Stop kidding yourself. Rocky on Facebook, sounds harsh, but I need to hear this. And not wasting your breath, bro. You always have to actively recalibrate drive and priorities to accomplish anything at a high level. You always have to reassess. Like the reasons why I do stuff the way I do now, the reasons why I train a certain way, like how I train now, my nutrition, my scheduling, everything has a reason. You have to constantly reassess, recalibrate, and know who you are and where you want to go, and then just make the adjustments. That goes back to the training and to the fitness and to the programming. Do you know where you want to go? Do you know what your goals are? And then work backwards and then do the necessary daily workouts and the scheduling and the programming to get you where you want to go. If you're trying to get huge, you're not going to get huge by running. You're not going to get huge by doing cardio. That's doing what it takes. That's doing what it takes to get your end result. Otherwise, just bullshitting yourself. Just bullshitting yourself. So thank you so much, everyone, for hooking in on a Thursday. I just wanted to remind everyone that's a Swolenormous X member, the brand new prop yoga class. Brand new yoga class in Swolenormous X. So those of you that are members, you can access it now. I put that in your live chat. I gave you a notification. And there will be more content along those lines and new virtual training coming by the end of this week. So that's coming as well. So if you haven't checked out the brand new yoga class, SwolenormousX.com, you can go check that out. That was just posted last night. So if you didn't see it yesterday, that's why. It was late last night. It went up. And today is Thursday. So tomorrow's Flex Friday. Let's see what I got going on today. You can do some chest. You can do some chesticles. Gonna slam some titties today. Feeling good. And you guys can follow me in my workout and all that shit during on my Instagram story. So now follow me over on Instagram. Check me out there at Swolenormous, and I'll be keeping everyone up to date. I'll probably do a little couple Snapchats more on IG stories, and I'll be over there. So if you're not yet checking out the podcast, if you want to listen to previous episodes and catch up on the Swole, if you're a new listener, you can check it out SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Just check it out Daily Swole. Every episode is on there. And I will see everyone tomorrow for episode 714 of the Sleazy Flex Friday. Be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, aka don't eat no bacon. Go have some bacon. Now, I'm going to go slam some titties. If you haven't worked out yet today, the order, Papa Swolio's orders, says go pump some fucking iron. Let's get yoked. Hail, kinsman. What's up, Odin? Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for 713 of the Daily Swole, the most muscular swole cast, sleaze cast, beard cast, broadcast, gain cast, and of course, the nipple cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Ooh, the gain train is leaving the station. Just a short drive to Boston, Mass. Gonna get yoked like it ain't no joke from my head to my feet, because you know. Papa Swolio goes balls deep. Thanks, bearded brother. You are very, very welcome. Thank you for watching today's episode 713. I'll see y'all tomorrow for 714. I'll see you in Swolenormous X. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, McGoose. A Papa Swolio. Out. Hey, Swolenormous Nation, just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit SwolenormousX.com.